From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In a New York courtroom, a trial has been playing out this spring that makes the plots of preposterous TV melodramas look understated by comparison. Anthony Marshall, a former CIA officer and ambassador, is on trial for fraud, grand larceny, criminal possession of stolen property, and assorted other offenses. At issue was whether Mr. Marshall swindled his mother, the late philanthropist and multimillionaire Brooke Astor. This is a family saga that went deep into extra innings. Brooke Astor died in 2007 at age 105. Anthony Marshall, eternally the son of Brooke Astor, is 85. Merrill Gordon, who's covering this trial for Vanity Fair, wrote the book Mrs. Astor Regrets, The Hidden Betrayals of a Family Beyond Reproach. And Merrill Gordon, first, in a nutshell, what is Anthony Marshall charged with?
Well, there's an 18-count indictment, and I think the most serious charge in this is that his mother was diagnosed, Brooke Astor, with Alzheimer's in the December of 2000, and the prosecutors allege that Mr. Marshall took advantage of her incapacity and got her to make all sorts of changes in her wills. The most notable one is $60 million that was going to go to charity. She suddenly changed her mind and gave it all to her son at age 102 years old. And the lawyers she met with that day, sent by her son, say that she was in total competent frame of mind. She discussed world events. She read complex documents without her glasses. But the nurses, who have yet to testify, but who I talked to from my book, talked about her being dragged down the hall against her will, banging her cane and saying, "I don't want to get into business," and having nightmares afterwards. So it'll be the nurses versus the lawyers in court.
Wow. So a big question, overarching question of this trial is, what did Brooke Astor know, or what did she still know by the time she was 102?
Well, it's very hard to say. When people, they've had Alzheimer's experts on the witness stand. Everyone has said she had good days and she had bad days. And the issue is, was she competent during the 5 minutes or 20 minutes in which she signed off on documents? That's what Tony Marshall is saying, that his mother was competent. There's been a whole parade of witnesses who also say they saw her right around that time. Barbara Walters saw her a couple days before she signed off on this major change. Barbara Walters said she had known Brooke Astor for 25 years, and Brooke didn't recognize her. And Barbara kind of choked back a tear in the courtroom, saying it was just so sad to see her friend not know her.
Yeah, the cast of characters of people who've testified in this case is in itself a star-studded cast. Just tell some of the people who've testified.
Well, Annette De Laurenta, who vice chairman of the Metropolitan Museum, married to the dress designer Oscar De Laurenta, her role was as the best friend. And Brooke Astor had given her a gold and diamond necklace, which the defense insisted that she bring in. So she brought in this roughly $80,000 necklace in a plastic baggie to show off to the jury. And then Nancy Kissinger testified, Henry Kissinger, Vartan Gregorian, Viscount Astor. It's been a star-studded array of Brooke Astor's friends essentially testifying against her son. I think one of the saddest moments in the last couple weeks were Brooke Astor's two grandsons, Philip Marshall and Alec Marshall, came to court and they testified against their father. And at the break in the court proceedings, Tony Marshall came out weeping. It was just a really sad sight to see this man kind of brought down by his family.
According to testimony, Anthony Marshall convinced his mother that she didn't have enough money and therefore it was necessary to sell a painting that she would otherwise have given to the museum. He collected a commission. How much, indeed, was she worth?
The estimate is she was worth about $185 million. And so Annette De Laurenta said that when Brooke told her, "I had to sell the painting, I needed money," that she said, "Brooke, of course not, you're totally fine." And apparently many people had similar conversations, but she was very frightened about money.
And the allegation is that her son was playing on her insecurity and making her feel that she didn't have enough?
Yes, that he constantly was trying to get her to cut back and that he kept saying she couldn't afford to do things, which she could have afforded to do anything she wanted.
How long will this trial go on?
Could go at least till the end of July and possibly even into early August. So it's been 2 months now and it could be yet another month to 6 weeks to go.
Well, Merrill Gordon, thanks for talking with us about it.
Well, thank you so much.
It's Merrill Gordon of Vanity Fair magazine who's covering the Anthony Marshall trial. She's also the author of Mrs. Astor Regrets, The Hidden Betrayals of a Family Beyond Reproach.